This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Well, we're off to Ghana, where two men have been arrested, forced to pose naked and publicly humiliated because they had gay sex. The two men were arrested in a hotel and had their naked photos published in the local newspaper. According to reports in local media, the two men, aged 18 and 28, were arrested after the pair were discovered by a receptionist who reportedly barged into their private hotel room after growing suspicious of the two men. The police were then called and the pair were arrested.
Now, I guess two gay men getting arrested in Ghana is not really that much of breaking news.
Not newsworthy.
It's what happened afterwards that's probably the scarier part. Because the police then got them, well, actually, we don't know if it's the police. Somebody got them to pose in various positions for the purpose of humiliation, you would have to say.
Filmed them as well and posted that online.
The two men were forced to pose naked. These, as you said, they were posted online. They certainly got into the media. As we know, there are some African media who just eat this sort of stuff up and really push it out. The Daily Guide is one of those who...
And then mince the story as well, who alleged that the 28-year-old had actually lured the younger man for sex, despite the incident being consensual and both participants being over 18.
And we shouldn't be surprised with Ghana. Last year, a cleric claimed that gay sex caused earthquakes.
True.
Only if it's good, I guess, but... And one of the leading spiritualists in the country also claimed tattoos can influence people to become prostitutes.
You heard it here first on the Worldwide Wave.
And now over to Russia, where the government has produced cultural sensitivity guidelines for its citizens travelling abroad, including curbing homophobic behaviour, what not to say to gay people in France, where to sit on a Swedish bus, and items not to be taken into a Mongolian yurt.
A Mongolian yurt?
Mongolian yurt.
Okay.
Russian tourists now have an online briefing on cultural sensitivity abroad. The foreign ministry in Moscow has published some general elements of behaviour to help Russians avoid undesirable incidents abroad, as well as country-specific advice, which is particularly focused less than enlightened attitudes.
In France, or about France, they say they advise their Russian population not to address representatives of the LGBT community with offensive words or gestures. Why just the LGBT community? Why not offend people? Is that just not the message?
I think the message there is that in Russia it's okay to be offensive towards the LGBT community, but it's not acceptable abroad.
Yeah, they have lots of rules in this document about what jokes you're not allowed to make. And they say that Canada is... they have a serious fixation on gender equality. Like, this is such a weird thing. But this must be a huge document, seeing they've got Mongolian yurts in there, they've got North Korea.
How many?
What to do on Swedish buses? Do we know what they said on... I wonder what they would say about Australia. What do you reckon? If
learn to drink beer instead of vodka?
Yes, and lots of it. Beware of drop bears?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Hoop snakes. I was told that when I came here.
If you're ever invited to a barbecue and told to bring a plate, put something on the plate. It's these sorts of things we've really got to get through to Russian tourists, I think. This document, which has been put out for all tourists travelling aboard, for the Greeks, Greeks in all walks of life abundantly sprinkle their speech with curses.
I think I should go to Greece.
Travellers from the West can learn from this online guide. In North Korea, care needs to be taken when taking pictures in rooms where there are portraits of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. It is necessary that they be completely placed in the frame.
And in Mongolia, it's not appropriate to loudly shout and get drunk.
Because that's appropriate where?
Well, here? Bali, I think. Across to Sweden now.
In Sweden, the government has pledged to pay compensation to transgender people who are legally forced into sterilisation in order to transition. Health Minister Gabriel Wikström said that the Swedish government was set to introduce a bill that would award 225,000 kronor, which is 26,000 Australian dollars to those who were affected. This is because there was a Swedish law that forced transgender people into sterilisation if they wanted their gender identity to be recognised between 1972 and 2013.
It's believed that about 800 people they're talking here that are affected by these laws. So it's quite a number.
Yeah, it's huge. They say monetary reparations cannot completely compensate for the violations of forced sterilisation, but financial redress initiated by the government is an official acknowledgement that these actions were wrong. So it's a good news story.
It's a good news story. Local LGBT activists think there should be more compensation, though. So probably maybe a little way to go there. In brief, in keeping with our movie theme tonight, the Power Rangers are making a splash with their new movie as Russia has certified it 18+, the kids' movie, 18+. Indonesia is considering banning it, while Kuwait have edited Beauty and the Beast to remove an apparent gay scene, but Malaysia left it intact.
Yeah, so all these countries around the world deciding what to do with these new gay stars in Power Rangers and the single scene in Beauty and the Beast.
In Taiwan, a court hearing is taking place that could lead to marriage equality. Watch this space.
And in Pakistan, a man has been arrested for murder of a transgender woman.
And in the USA, only in the USA, on Broadway, a devoted Bette Midler fan waved off ambulance officers when he collapsed in the theatre, saying, "I'd rather die than leave before Act 2 of Hello, Dolly." And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.